Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Yael Lehman. She's president and CEO of the Food Trust, and we're here at Cherry Street Pier, which is going to be the site of their newest market. So tell me about it.
It's going to be amazing, and I'm just very excited because it opens this Saturday. It's going to be open from 10 to 2 at the Cherry Street Pier. And for folks that may not know where the Cherry Street Pier is, it's right by the Ray Street Pier and the Ben Franklin Bridge. So it's the most beautiful, beautiful site, and the space has been renovated. We're going to have farmers, we're going to have food trucks, we're going to have music, we're going to have, like, ceramics and other things that you can buy from local people. And there's gonna be coffee, you can hang out and get your pastry on, hang out in the garden, hang out on the steps of the Ray Street Pier. But it's gonna be every single Saturday and from 10 to 2. And so I'll be here with my cherry costume on.
All right, we're standing at the Cherry Street Pier, and it's basically like a big, long space with, you know, open air windows. I can feel the breeze right now.
Right.
Describe the setup.
It's gonna be sweet. So if you haven't been to the Cherry Street Pier, it was recently renovated. And when you walk in, you see these windows that go all along the side. And the Cherry Street Pier is surrounded by water on three sides, which is really neat. But there's water. You can see the water through the windows. We're going to have farmers and other vendors lined up all along the windows until you walk all the way down, and there's a garden area. And you can sit there and look out on the water, and you can see both bridges. It's like a really perfect, this is going to sound cheesy, but Instagram kind of place to sit.
That's what everybody does these days. They think about their Instagrammable moment.
Exactly. To me, I don't know. It's like, I think it might end up being a spot that's the most Instagrammable spot in Philly.
Do you foresee people coming here for like their weekly groceries?
I do. We're going to have really great farmer options. We're going to have produce. We're going to have apples. We're going to have like a whole variety of stuff. Some really, really cool vendors that people should be checking out, and some farmers coming down that I know that folks are going to want to come and shop with them every single week. And that's one of the great things about the Food Trust Market at Cherry Street Pier, is that we'll be able to bring fresh, affordable food to an area that doesn't have a lot of shopping options. And so I imagine that some people will be here shopping every Saturday. I know I will.
Let's talk about not having options. That's one of your missions, right? To make food accessible to people?
Yes. Our mission is to ensure that everyone has access to affordable and nutritious food. Our organization's been around for about 27 years now doing this work. And so one of the ways that we increase access to affordable, nutritious food is by bringing farmers into neighborhoods where it may not have easy grocery store access or high quality options in the neighborhood. We take food stamp, what's also now called SNAP or access benefits. We also distribute something called Philly Food Bucks, so that for every $5 you spend on your SNAP card or on your access card, you get $2 back. And that increases your buying power for healthy foods by 40%.
And that's amazing when you're talking about fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yes. And for some folks, they'll say, you know what, my access card or my SNAP benefits run out mid-month. But then we see that folks are using their Philly Food Bucks to pay for produce once those benefits run out. So it's a really gorgeous thing to be able to do and help people to be able to afford to eat healthy.
But this is for everyone.
Yes, it's for everybody. And there'll be, like I said, there'll be amazing coffee. We'll have activities for kids. It's just going to be a really lovely place to come and spend a couple hours every Saturday.
How did this idea come to be?
I've had a dream to do this for years in Philly.
Specifically here at the Cherry Street Pier?
Well, actually, I didn't know the location, but every fabulous city in the U.S. and even internationally has a mega, mega market, a really big, big market. Often, not all the times, but sometimes it's on a waterfront area. I'm originally from San Francisco, and I was inspired by the Ferry Plaza farmers market there. But for years, I've wanted to do a mega, mega market. I believe that Philly's ready for this and that we are ready to be on the stage with all the best cities in the country. And so when the folks at the Delaware River Waterfront Corporation reached out to us and asked us, hey, would you potentially bring a farmers market here? A light bulb went off in my head, and I thought, maybe this is where we can do the big, amazing market. And they totally agreed, and now it's happening Saturday.
So how many vendors do you expect to have here?
It'll be over 30. And my dream is eventually to build it up to maybe 100 vendors. I want this to get really, really big. But for sure, it's going to be over 30 on Saturday. And as the season progresses, we'll see. We might be able to even get bigger from there. But what's lovely is it's going to go all through the Cherry Street Pier space, spill out onto the sidewalk, and then into the Ray Street Pier area. So it's going to make this gorgeous kind of a experience for folks where they can walk through both piers, check out the water, look at the bridges, sit down with their family, and just soak in the sun and eat amazing food.
And this runs every Saturday through
November 16th.
Do you expect to grow it this year as the season progresses?
I hope so. I'm hoping, you know, any new idea, I love launching new ideas, but any new idea, sometimes it takes people a minute to see what you're doing before they sign on board. Other folks are early adopters, so like, let's go! But other people need to see what you're doing. And so I do believe that once other vendors see the success of the market, they'll be knocking on our door and saying, hey, I want to sell there too.
Especially this season. This is a great season to do it.
Yeah.
Beautiful weather. You're under a roof, but you've got these garage doors, so it feels very breezy.
Yeah, that's true. And what's nice about, and a little bit rare for the farmers markets we run, is that we do have a roof over our heads here, so that if it rains or the elements get a little intense, everyone's protected and we can all huddle in here and sit down and eat a delicious peach, and like, you can watch the weather from inside if you need to.
Now, one of the things people have always talked about with this location is that it is off the beaten path.
Yeah, it seems really off the beaten path, but it's weirdly not that hard to get to. And as we like to say, all roads lead to Cherry Street. It's incredible, whether you're in Northern Liberties or if you're in Old City or if you're, I live in Chinatown, you can come from multiple directions. It's actually not that far away to get here. It feels like it because of the traffic right before, but it's really not that bad. We definitely encourage people to bike. We have Indigo bikes right close by. We encourage people to take Lyft or Uber. We encourage people to walk, roller skate. Parking is not amazing down here, so we definitely want to encourage the public transportation options. There's also the train from South Jersey that brings you right here as well.
How do you envision this being this year? Like, what do you envision for this market?
In my fantasy, and I hope it becomes a reality on Saturday, I know it will, is it just becomes this beautiful place with really good vibes, where you have people of all ages, all races, all genders, and we're all hanging out and just celebrating food and being a community and hanging out together in just a very relaxing, beautiful way, and celebrating what makes Philly unique and why Philly is such an incredible city.
Sounds like you're describing Night Market to me.
Yes, yes, yes. The Food Trust also runs Night Market Philadelphia, and if anyone's been to Night Market, you get what I'm talking about. It's just that feeling you enter and you just go, this is good vibes. This is a good feel. I know I go into a little of a euphoria, and it just, anyway, yes, I want to bring that same feeling that people get at Night Market Philadelphia to the Cherry Street Pier.
But this is shopping. This is shopping for food.
Yes, so shopping for food. You can come and get produce. You can come and get goat cheese. You can come and get a variety of products from local farmers. But there's also going to be a lot of prepared foods and coffees and Vietnamese coffee and regular coffee and Danishes. And, you know, so there's going to also be a ton of options for if you just want to come and snack, hang out for a little bit, and then shop for your groceries and go home.
You mentioned the kids' activities?
Yes, we're going to have kids' activities. I'm hoping, because Cherry Street Pier supports artists and local artists, I'm hoping we'll be able to also be able to share with kids like art activities and that kind of stuff. Our sponsor, Aetna, also cares very much about people's health, as does the Food Trust. That's a huge part of our mission as well. And so I'm hoping we'll be able to do some health-related activities and educational activities with folks as well.
Anything else you want to tell people about the market?
It's going to be great. You have to come on Saturday.
All right, Saturday from 10 to 2 and every Saturday until November 16th.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Yael Lehman is president and CEO of the Food Trust in Philadelphia. Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.